Special Olympics New York annually serves 67,000 athletes across the state, supported by some 4,800 certified coaches and 37,000 volunteers. President and CEO Stacy Hengsterman says the statewide games may be most familiar to people, but the nonprofit offers year-round sports training and competitions.
A lot of people say, when are the Special Olympics? But Special Olympics is every day. We have training clubs and competitions and regional competitions and then statewide competitions.
Trainings alone could be 100 people in one gathering. With coronavirus in the air, all events and training have been suspended at least through May.
Really where they're missing us the most is in the everyday. So just like any athlete, they have practices and trainings 2 to 3 days a week for their sports. And that's what we've had to suspend also.
Hengsterman says taking away those opportunities can be especially difficult for children and adults with intellectual and physical differences to accept.
The general population right now is feeling socially isolated. To be honest, our athletes feel like this every day. Virus or no virus, the opportunities for them are limited every day. They are lonelier. They're missing us. They're more isolated than they've ever been.
She says Special Olympians are also among the most medically underserved groups in the world. Despite the challenge, the mission of inclusion remains. For the first time in its 50-year history, Special Olympics has created an online fitness video series in partnership with the WWE.
Who said you could stop jogging? You got 30 seconds left. Come on now, get those knees up. Keep it going, keep it going, keep it moving. You're doing great, you're doing great. Yeah, you're
the School of Strength campaign includes workouts with varying levels of difficulty and flexibility, strength, balance, and endurance exercises, accompanied by downloadable interactive toolkits for coaches and caregivers that feature recipes, a fitness tracker, games and health tips.
5 seconds left, and 4, 3, 2, 1. Now I'm going to show you an exercise that'll really get you in shape. Get ready for some jumped up jacks. We're going to get our hearts pumping with some jumping. We're going to move our
legs. This is new for Special Olympics. Hengsterman admits they were not the most tech savvy organization before, and the campaign start has been a little glitchy. But now they proudly upload new material every day at 11 a.m., and the campaign goes live twice a week, including live workouts every Friday.
Work out your arms and your legs.
First you jump, then you get trapped.
Keep it going, guys.
The online campaign isn't just a way to stay active, but a new way Special Olympics is building community and social change for a population tackling stigma and injustice.
I don't feel that I am in a generation that is dealing with people, you know, yelling or saying disparaging things like they may have done 50 years ago, using words that are disparaging, but it's a marginalized population. I don't think that people in their gut feel that they're equal.
Hengsterman says her organization will take its cue from state government and Special Olympics International as to when activities can resume.
When this virus ends, I want people to remember how it feels and remember that there's still segments of the population, not just people with intellectual disabilities, and make that extra step to make sure you're connecting with those that don't have those connections as easily as we do.
Marion Heatherly, WBFO News.